So we are on Siman Reish Beis Sif Beis is our next discussion for tonight. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Haboser, boser is a small grape. It's in the process of maturing, of becoming of growing and becoming edible. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol zman shelegil leful halavan yivarch labrei pi adam. So as long as it's small, smaller than, or the small, equal to the size of this small bean, so then one would only make a brei pri ha'adama, because we say that that even though it's a tree fruit, nonetheless, since at this point it's not yet completed, it's not the ikar pri, it's not the completed fruit, so one would make a regular brei pri ha'adama like anything else which grows on the ground that hasn't been elevated yet or grown to the elevated status of a tree fruit as of yet. It's only when it reaches that minimal size of the size of the bean and onwards, so then it's already qualified as a grape, and then you would make the appropriate bracha bei preitz. Now what you're probably thinking is, how big is a bean? That pu'ah ha'lavan to know whether or not I should make a bracha preitz or bracha adama. So that's a great question. It's a question that bothers Shulchan Aruch as well. And he writes, we call shalom no delanu shir pu'ah ha'lavan, being that we don't know the exact size of this small bean, so we always make a brei pri adama on unripe grapes until they grow very large, until they're large enough that there's no doubt whatsoever that this is already a mature grape, and then we'll get the brei pri. Mishabur explains that what we're looking for is that according, based just on perception of a person's assessment, so this grape is already matured and has the sweetness of the taste, and it's not really related to its size at all. That way when you buy your cluster of grapes, even if many of them are large and some of them strike you as being somewhat on the smaller side, nonetheless, if you could tell that these are just small grapes rather than unripe grapes, so then you're going to make the brei pri ha'et. It's only when you're concerned that they are unripe that this would be an issue. The Mishabura mentions, though, in case this comes up, but I can't imagine this would actually come up for any of us because we buy our grapes already in the store. We already know that they're ripe, otherwise they wouldn't have made it out onto the display. But nonetheless, he says that if you were eating these grapes, which are in this in-between stage, you don't know whether or not they've fully matured and whether they've reached the necessary size, so one should then not eat the necessary quantity which would require a bracha achrona. Because then it becomes unclear whether or not you should make a brei nefashos as if it was a brei pri adama food, or you're going to make your ala eitz as if it was grapes. So that even if you're going to snack on them, you should snack at them slowly enough, beyond 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 minutes, whatever is going to be your kedei lechilas pras, in order to make sure that you don't need that quantity to raise the issue of what is the correct bracha achrona. Now, all of this discussion up until this point has to do specifically with grapes. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, shar kol ha'ilan, with regards to the fruit of all other trees, so mishiyotziu pri levarcha l'aprei preit. So as soon as the fruit appears on the tree, already one is going to make a brei preit, even if it seems to be somewhat sour and it's unripe. Ubevad shelo yehi mar o afutz biyoser. As long as it's not really, really bitter, afutz he translates as, the Mishabur translates it as chamutz. Chamutz is usually like vinegary. What else is it going to mean? Sour? It's been sour. As long as it's not bitter or sour, ach enu roi lachila, afila idea chak. If it's so bitter or sour that a person wouldn't even eat it, even if they came home and they said, I'm starving, there's nothing to eat, so you'd offer them this and they'd say, that's disgusting, I wouldn't eat that anyways. Da'ad en brachan av klal. So then, in such a circumstance, one doesn't make a bracha on that altogether. But as long as it would be eaten, even with difficulty, so then one would make a brei pri ha'et. Mishabura mentions that the Chayyadim in the Olos of Ephraim, they disagree with this, and they maintain that if it's really bitter or sour, even if a person would eat it because they're starving and they have no alternative, so it's still only going to get the bracha of the shahakol.
Well, some people
at a certain point we haven't seen yet whether or not this is going to be this will be a subjective measure or an objective measure. So we'll have to keep our eyes open and pay attention for that halach. Then the Ramah says, "V'yeshomim dal charuvim ena mevarch brei pri ha'et," that on carob one does not make the bracha of brei pri ha'et ad sheyirah ben kamin sharsherol shel charuvim until it grows, those who know what the carob tree looks like, maybe I'll explain to the rest of us, but until you have some sort of chain of caribs which grow out of the tree, some sign of maturity of the carob. The same bezeisim, and a similar type of thing has to happen by olives. Achigado hanetz svivam. Until you have the nates. Nates is usually like a fibrous type of material which will grow. I don't know, again, not familiar. They're seeing olive trees, but I didn't pay attention. The korum lachem, but again, that's a sign of maturity of the fruit. The korum lachem v'rei pri adama. Before that mature stage, so then you would only make a v'rei pri adama because it's still in that unripe stage, hasn't yet been elevated to the status of a tree fruit. The chenikar and the Rama says that this is going to be the halacha. Mishabur ead that by the carob and by the olives. So as long as they haven't reached that stage of maturity, even if they happen to be sweet, nonetheless, you're still going to make a v'rei pri adama on them. So now the Baruch Hashem, 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 H